Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Mended, Restoring the Hearts of Mothers and Daughters by Blythe Daniel and Helen McIntosh. Narrated by Blythe Daniel. Disclaimer. This book is not intended as a substitute for counseling or therapy. It is meant to encourage you in your relationship with your mother or daughter, to equip you with language, ideas, and principles to bring about needed repairs, growth, and healing. We dedicate this book to the mothers and daughters before us and after in our family tree: Imogene Brian Brown, Maris, Kaylin, Lynn, Sarah, Ann, and to the wonderful sons and fathers who stood with them: James, Art, William, Brian. May you always know how much we love your hearts and how very dearly they have impacted ours. Forward. Stacy Eldridge. When I go to a mechanic, I go to one who absolutely loves being a mechanic. I want a person who has spent time under the hood, someone who has experience and expertise. If I need to go to anyone, really for anything, I want that person to be passionate about his or her work, to be trustworthy, to be drawing upon a deep well of experience. To that end, if I want to learn about the relationship between a mother and daughter, the possibilities for healing, the goodness and holiness and intimacy that can be attained, I go to Blythe Daniel and Helen McIntosh. So you, lucky reader, are in the right place. I've had the pleasure of being in the company of these two many times. Their mutual delight in one another, coupled with their mutual respect, is alluring. Both are fully themselves in each other's company, with no hint of the strained facial expressions prevalent in too many daughters in the presence of their mothers, and vice versa. In them, I don't see what I shared with my own mother for too many years before she passed, but I do see what can be possible. I also see what I want to know between myself and the daughters given to me through the marriage of my sons. The mother-daughter relationship is a holy one. It can be marked by years fraught with the messy angst of needed separation. There can be seasons of appropriate or displaced anger. Certainly, there are many moments when emotions run high, and there is the other side too. The beauty of the shared experience of femininity, the knowing of navigating this life as a girl and then as a woman, the possibility of having an advocate in your mother through the transition from child to adult, the potential future of a deepening friendship built upon a shared history and a mutual love. I believe in her heart of hearts, every mother longs to mother well, and every mother needs help doing it. I believe every daughter would love a healthy and life-giving relationship with her mother, and every daughter needs help with that too. Which you already know and is probably what led you to pick up this book. Well done. No matter where you are currently in your relationship with your mother or your daughter, there is hope for a better one. It may feel impossible, but nothing is impossible for our God. When Gabriel told Mary she was to bear the Son of God, she asked, "How will this be?" And the angel told her, "Nothing will be impossible with God." Luke chapter 1, verse 37. And when the disciples asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus said, "The things that are impossible with people are possible with God." Luke chapter 18, verses 26 through 27. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4 says, "Where there's life, there is hope. But with God, there is hope even when there appears to be no life at all." Ezekiel chapter 37. There is hope for your relationship, dear one, and nothing is out of the realm of possibility for our Jesus. Because of Jesus, we don't have to live this life alone or figure out how to live it well all by ourselves. We have a guide. We have a helper. We have a counselor. We have one another. And now we have this book. Blythe and Helen possess a shared wisdom won by plumbing the depths of God's heart in the good seasons and the hard. They share what they have learned with a winsome, wise, and generous hand. This book is filled with tangible counsel written by women who follow hard after Jesus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?